Okay, my name is Hiroshi Murayama from Tokyo Metropolitan Institute of Gerontology, Japan. The title of this presentation is Does District Level Social Capital Have a Beneficial Effect on Celebrity Health? A study in suburban city in the Greater Tokyo area. So my presentation is maybe different from the previous two reports. So in this presentation, I'd like to focus on the contextual effect of social capital on celebrity health in a Japanese suburban community. First, I declare no relationship and no conflict of interest. Social capital is considered to be relevant to health promotion. The association between social capital and health has been examined in a number of papers in public health. It has generally been considered that social capital can be broken down into a number of aspects, such as cognitive and structural aspects, and horizontal and vertical aspects. Previous studies reported that association of each aspect of social capital on health outcomes, such as self-rated health, but detailed classification of social capital by the combination of these aspects might make the impact of social capital clearer and assist in disentangling the complicated association between social capital and health. However, very few previous studies have consciously explored which segmented components of social capital have what effect on health. So another feature of this study is that we focused on a unique study setting, a Japanese suburban community. Such communities were typically developed as a commuter town of large cities during the high growth period from the mid-1950s through the 1960s. Young adults and middle-aged people who worked in the big city at that time moved there with their families, and many stayed as they got older. In fact, although Japan faces a serious, unprecedented, and rapid aging of the population, it was estimated that this trend in Japanese suburban areas would substantially exceed the national rate. In addition, population fluidity, including inflow and outflow, has been high because these suburban communities still retain their typical commuter town characteristics. So in such communities, the characteristic of social capital may be different from other types typical areas, such as urban area and rural area, because community social capital appears to be more constantly linked to the geographic and historic context of the neighborhood. So therefore, health promotion strategies in this area must be unique and suitable to the reality in those communities. The purpose of this study is to examine the relationship between district-level social capital and self-rated health among the general population of the suburban city in Japan. This study adopted a cross-sectional design and used self-administrated questionnaire survey method. The study was conducted in 2009. We randomly selected 4,123 people aged 20 and older living in 70 districts in Kashiwa City, Chiba Prefecture, Japan. Kashiwa City is located 30 kilometers northeast of the Tokyo metropolitan area. It takes about 40 minutes by commuter train. In 2009, population was about 393,000. And aging rate, that is the proportion of people aged 65 and older, was 18.5%. This proportion is estimated to reach 34.8% by 2035. Regarding rate of migration, the proportion of inflow, which was calculated from the number of people moving to Kashiwa in a year, and the population size was 5.74%, and the proportion of outflow, which was calculated from the number of people moving from Kashiwa City in a year, was 4.85%. Nationally, these proportions were 1.96%, so this indicates that Kashiwa had a high population fluidity. Regarding the social capital variable, we classified it by combining the cognitive and structural aspects and the horizontal and vertical aspect. That is, as shown in the slide, we obtained four types of social capital, cognitive and horizontal, cognitive and vertical, structural and horizontal, and structural and vertical. We measured these by one item for each. As cognitive and horizontal social capital, we asked trust in the neighbors with the statement of can you trust most people in the neighborhood. As cognitive and vertical social capital, we asked institutional trust in the national security system, and the statement was can you trust the national security system? Regarding structural social capital, the respondents were asked whether they participated in sports, hobby, and recreation groups or neighborhood associations. Generally, sports, hobby, and recreation groups can be regarded as horizontal groups because they have egalitarian relationships within the groups. In contrast, neighborhood associations have hierarchical relationships, so we regarded this group as a vertical group. Therefore, the participation in sports, hobby, and recreation groups, structure and horizontal social capital, and the participation in the neighborhood association, structure and vertical social capital. We made the district-level social capital variables by aggregating individual response and calculating the proportion of each of the four aspects of social capital among the survey respondents in each district. We used these four district variables: the proportion of neighborhood mistrust, the proportion of institutional mistrust, the proportion of non-participation in horizontal groups, and the proportion of non-participation in vertical groups in each district where the respondents lived. The outcome of this study was self-rated health, and this was asked with the statement of how would you rate your current overall health condition? We classified the respondents into two categories, good and poor. Finally, for demographic data, we measured age, gender, years of residence in the district, birthplace, and marital status, and as socioeconomic status, equivalent annual income, education, and current employment were measured. So in the analysis, we used multi-level analysis setting self-rated health as dependent variable. In all models, we adjusted for demographic data and socioeconomic status. This slide showed the characteristics of study participants. Of 4,123 questionnaires distributed, 1,716 questionnaires were used for the analysis. About 43.7% were male, and mean age was 54.8 years old. About 80% were born outside Kashiwa City. Regarding social capital, about 20% had neighborhood mistrust, 60% had institutional mistrust of the national security system, 75% didn't participate in horizontal groups, and 80% didn't participate in vertical groups. A quarter of the respondents had poor self-rated health. This slide shows characteristics of the study district. Mean proportion of people aged 65 and older was 60.9%. Regarding social capital, we can find wide ranges of the proportion of mistrust or no participation among the district. This is a correlation matrix among social capital variables, both at individual level and district level. The upper value indicates the correlation coefficients at the individual level, and the lower value indicates the correlation coefficients at the district level. Totally, we can find weak or moderate correlations. This slide shows the main result: the association of individual level and district level social capital with poor self-rated health. At the individual level, all social that variables had significant associations with poor self-rated health from model 1A to 1B. But in model 2, we only neighborhood mistrust and no participation in horizontal groups remained significant. At the district level, neighborhood mistrust and institutional mistrust were associated with individual poor self-rated health. Regarding institutional trust, not surprisingly, higher district-level institutional mistrust was positively associated with individual poor self-rated health. However, regarding neighborhood mistrust, higher district-level neighborhood mistrust was inversely associated with individual poor self-rated health, meaning that people living in the district where the neighborhoods trust each other felt their health condition were worse. So, one significant association observed in this analysis was between district-level institutional trust in the national security system and self-rated health. A higher district-level institutional mistrust was associated with poor self-rated health. It can be expected that districts with higher institutional trust among the local regions might have the potential for national and municipal health strategies to become more prevalent through the district. This means that health strategies or policies can function smoothly in the community. According to this conclusion, people living in the community with higher institutional trust would be more likely to obtain positive effects on their health through these health strategies. Therefore, people living in the district with higher institutional trust can recognize their health as good. The other significant association was between district-level neighborhood trust and self-rated health. Higher district-level neighborhood mistrust was inversely associated with poor self-rated health. In Japan, people in suburban area tend to have a lower sense of community than those in rural area. Actually, about 80% of our sample answered that they were born outside of Kasuba City, so that they are unlikely to have a kind of attachment to the living community. As a result, they might have a negative attitude toward developing or maintaining neighborhood relationships or mutual cooperation among neighbors. They may sometimes feel it bothersome. So this feeling may lead to increased psychological stress, resulting in poor self-rated health. So from previous Japanese studies with representative sampling data from the whole country, it was reported that higher horizontal trust at the community level was associated with better self-rated health. Associated with better health status. This is because in Japan, a relatively collectivist society with intense group ties, people have obtained safety and relief under systems of the mutual assistance, monitoring, and sanctioning among the residents within communities. However, the result from this study indicated that the traditional collectivist Japanese society may increasingly be collapsing or altering shape in Japanese suburban areas, which have rapidly aging population and high population fluidity. So this is conclusion. Our findings suggest the advantage of breaking down social capital to examine more specific relationship between social capital and health, and the importance of accumulating the evidence from a specific cohort to develop initial health promotion strategies. In this case, it's a suburban community. Policymakers must take account of social context when developing health promotion strategies for the aging populations of the future. Thank you very much.